that he was laying down?
That's correct. Right? Correct.
If that's not malice, what is it?
Well, Judge, I think based on the facts that occurred prior with the history of violence that Lathias had inflicted on Broderick, with the threat to kill the mother who was dying of cancer and Broderick himself, with the fact that he was armed and that in his room nearby there were significant number of weapons and a bulletproof vest, that in that instance, based on reasonable fear, that Broderick reacted. And if we look, you know, he called the police. His brother was not dead at the time the police arrived. He was still breathing and later pronounced dead at the hospital. He gave the police the murder weapon and told them that he did shoot his brother. He cooperated with a search of the car and cooperated with speaking to the police for close to 3 hours, where he did express remorse.
Didn't he say that he shot him again in the head to make sure he was dead?
I believe that was a statement that he made to Detective Mann. Obviously, he testified differently at trial, but the evidence was that when the police arrived, he was still alive. Lathias was still alive and breathing at the time that the police arrived and cordoned off the scene of the crime. And I would argue that given the facts that are different than and what the court has cited in the per curiam opinion, for example, Martin v. Commonwealth, in that case, the wife threatened to kill the husband with the gun. The husband went and got the gun, loaded it for her. She shot him and then ran from the scene to a friend's house and did not express remorse. And I would argue we have different facts in this case, also different than Pew v. Commonwealth, where the mother stuffed the pepper down the child's throat for being fussy. In this case, we have a threat, we have a history of violence, and we also have the fact that Broderick called the police, reported the shooting, and cooperated with the police investigation. So I would ask the court to reconsider its per curiam opinion and grant Mr. Giles' petition for appeal that the trial court erred in finding sufficient evidence to show malice in the killing of Lathias Giles.
Very
well. Does the court have any other questions?
I have none. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. The case is submitted. You'll hear from us shortly. Is Mr. Wegman on the line with us yet? The Dudley case? No, then let's move on to the merit docket. Is Conchal on the line with us? Is Robert Miller on the line with us? I'm sorry?
Paul Pepper is on the line, Your Honor.
Oh, good. That was good. That was the next in the Azalea